Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Welcome back to the show. We're so excited.
Hello, everybody.
I don't know why I said that. I sound so stupid.
No, it's not.
I said we're so excited.
We are excited. We're excited to get back on our regular recording schedule and do our fun little interactions on a weekly basis and talk to you guys.
Yes, precisely. And I need my glasses.
The bitch can't see.
You know, I have, so Brooke was really on my tail because I told her to be on my tail about ordering glasses because my optometrist gave me a very, very teeny tiny little reading prescription just for when I'm on the computer, or it's just for up close things because I get headaches. And I kept putting it off and putting it off. And one day I went into Walgreens looking for reading glasses. Like, I literally need a 0.5 reading glass, which is so little, but it's enough to give me a headache without them. And nobody sells 0.5 reading glasses. Like, you have to custom order that stuff online. And it was just one of those things I was dragging my feet on, and I would just never remember to do it. And I was like, Brooke, one day I told her, do not let me get off the phone tonight without me ordering glasses. And by the end of our call, it was like, well, I don't know, 11 midnight or something. And I hadn't ordered them. And I was like, I'll just do it later because I'm going to have to get up out of bed to get like my wallet and stuff. And she was like, no, order your glasses.
You did not keep me on the phone till 2 a.m. my time for you to not order glasses.
So I got out of bed and ordered my glasses, and now they will be here on Tuesday of next week. So by the time we're recording again, I'll have a cute pair of glasses too, and I won't have headaches anymore.
Bless. We have a couple cute, well, not cute. I guess that's my favorite word today. I'm just not operating at my finest the past few days. Like, the melatonin that I took was a mistake. Oh. And I took it again last night and didn't wake up till late today. And it's just really messing with me. And I just feel so like irritable and confused today. Like, I just don't feel good. I don't know what I'm trying to say. We do have something special that we want to show you guys towards probably the end of the episode. So if you aren't watching on YouTube, this will, like, photos of what we want to show you will be posted on the Instagram. But if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you watch till the end because we're going to show you something very special that one of our listeners sent us, and we're so excited about it. But yeah, so for this episode, as you can tell, the title, oh my God, Liz, what was that?
It was so loud.
It was so
loud. The air filter just turned on, but it scared the shit out of me.
Oh my God. That scared me. Okay.
Anyway.
I thought someone like had Bush trying to bust in the door.
No.
Good Lord. So as you guys can see from the title, we're talking about something that is very sad, I think, in my perspective. But it is something that happens, especially as you get older, and that is friendship breakups. And not only are we going to talk about, you know, when you decide to break up with a friend or a friend decides to break up with you, we're also going to talk about when we broke up when we were younger, because we've mentioned it before, but it's so sad.
I know. And we have never, I mean, we've mentioned that that happened, but we've never really talked about it on the show before.
Yeah. Like, we've said, the way that we've referenced it, I think, on the show is more of like in passing, like when you and I weren't speaking for those like couple of years or whatever. Like, we've never gone into depth about it because it was sad, and there is nothing that I'm more grateful for in the realm of like my friendships than the fact that you and I became friends again. Like, that's so crazy. I'm literally tearing up thinking about it. Oh, yeah. Anyways. But yeah, so I don't really know which direction we should go at this from, or if we should talk a little bit about like what a technical friendship breakup is.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, we could just talk about, yeah, what a friendship breakup is, and we can start there, and we kind of have some points that we want to talk to you guys about, because I'm sure many listeners have experienced this, and it can be just as heartbreaking as breaking up with a significant other, or even losing someone, you know, like someone passing away, because really a friendship breakup, especially if it was a close friendship, you're kind of grieving the loss of someone sometimes. And so, yeah, that's what we want to talk about today. And hopefully it resonates with some of you, or otherwise, you know, we're just going to have like fun conversation and just, let you know that you're not alone. And, yeah, I guess we can just get into it.
Yeah. Oh, so sad. I think sometimes friendship breakups hurt worse than a romantic relationship, because you know, like with friends, when you can gauge how sensitive your friends are, you learn how to interact with them in a way that you make sure you're not hurting them. And friends, it's different. I feel like it for so many people, you get used to your partner. You get used to knowing how far you can push your partner, what buttons you can and can't push without things blowing up in your face. You kind of start to take for granted a little bit how much your partner loves you in some cases. And with your friends, it's different, because with your friends, I feel like a lot of times you say and do things in front of your partner that you wouldn't do to your friends. So when you hit that point with a friend, to the point where like you guys aren't friends anymore, like it seriously hurts and you're ashamed, you're embarrassed. Like, not to say you're not these things when you break up with your partner, but like, I feel like every time that I've had a friendship fight and ended up not being friends with someone anymore, I'm humiliated. Even if I wasn't the one in the wrong, like I'm always like, that was so embarrassing. I can't believe that just happened. I feel like a friggin' child. And yeah, it's just like, I'm not good with confrontation with friends either, mm-hmm. especially people I've been friends with for a really long time. That's like really hard. And you have seen, I mean, you know, when you and I got an argument, like that was not easy for either one of us. Like the confronting each other was not easy whatsoever. And you could tell, like, I don't know if you could tell, but like, I did not want to be arguing with you. Like it broke my heart to like talk to you in that manner. It was so, I'm literally about to cry. Aww. Like you can just, I felt like I could tell from your text too, that you didn't want to be saying any of the things you were saying either.
Yeah. And honestly, I would literally say that's probably why our friendship broke off at that point, is at least from my perspective, I had zero ability to have any kind of confronting conversations. And so if there was a problem, I did not know how to resolve it. I did not know. I did not understand at that point in my life. I had not learned those skill sets yet. And we were both going through really traumatic things at the same time. So it just was kind of like a double whammy. But I did not know how to not only tell someone like you how I was feeling. And I also didn't know at that point how to recognize how you were feeling. And I was disassociating for years, and I was definitely disassociating in that point. And I wasn't operating my body correctly. I didn't know how to operate my emotions, and confrontation literally just made me like, whoop, I'm on another planet. Can't deal with it. It doesn't exist. It was a huge problem. that I didn't even realize was a problem at the time, because at that point it was just like, I was in survival mode, survive, survive, survive. And I'm sure you were too. And it wasn't until later that I was like, oh my God, why couldn't I just say how I was feeling? And I don't blame me and I don't blame you, because we just didn't, we didn't have the emotional capacity to like figure out how to do that. I had never had to really confront anybody yet at that point in my life. And you were my best friend. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And then, you know, it's just like the bridge burned and I was like, fuck, it's gone. Like, I don't, like, I felt like, I was like, I fucked up royally, but I was like, the bridge is gone and I fucked up so bad. And that's how I felt, because I just did not know how to confront anybody on anything. And that was a huge, thing for us. And maybe it's a big thing for listeners. Obviously there's many reasons why you could have a friendship breakup. Sometimes you might have a friendship breakup and you don't even know what the fuck happened. Like, there might be things you're like, what the hell? I didn't do anything. They didn't do anything, but like, they just stopped talking. I don't know what happened. So that's what we want to talk about today, because it can be really heartbreaking to lose someone that you love that much.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what, I mean, there's no comparison. It's not a matter of like, I don't know what hurts worse, but in my perspective, I don't know what hurts worse, having a reason or not having a reason, because like, currently right now I am in the realization of like, I have broken up with a friend who we were friends for years, and then all of a sudden we just weren't anymore. And I'm coming to find out like, they have me blocked on stuff, and like, I haven't done anything to them, and it's not like they're the type of person to even tell me if I did do something, so I just have to like let it go. So, I mean, that type of thing is very shocking, and it's just like, okay, well, fuck you then. Like, that's kind of how it feels. Like, I'm not going to sit here and like cry about it and worry about it. I think we outgrew each other and she has her own issues and our lives just don't align anymore, which is fine. But like, it's I feel like growing apart is so much easier to stomach than a sudden just like cutting the cord, like getting in a big fight or saying nasty things to each other, or you know, emotions keep like bottling up, and then finally one day they just all come out and the other person's like, I didn't even know you had these problems with me, and you're just like, well, guess what, bitch, now you do. And like, that's not healthy, but that's how a lot of people communicate. And a lot of people go through that situation multiple times before they realize like, this is why I keep losing friends and I can't act like this if I want to salvage my friendships. Like, you have to learn to communicate, and that shit's rough. Like, we didn't know what we were doing. We were like 19 or 20 years old. We had never argued about anything ever.
Yeah.
Like, ever. And I feel like, just, I don't know, just so much stuff had happened in the past like 2 years prior, and then you know, we were both in crappy relationships and didn't know just anything. It's just like, I don't know, it was just one day. I feel like it all happened within one day. Like, we got in a fight and by the end of the day it was just like, okay, well, we're both moving out, we're not friends anymore.
I know, so fucking dramatic. Jeez, like, why were we so dramatic? There was just, you know, just from the perspective of our circumstance, like, at that point, I didn't know how to stand up for myself in my toxic relationship. And the person I was with was implanting thoughts in my head that just frankly weren't true. And this person come to find out, like, he ended up not wanting me to be friends with you. He didn't like a lot of my friends, which is a red flag for me, at least. Like, you have to like my friends if we're going to be together. And so I ended, you know, when we moved out, that person, I got another apartment, that person moved in with me. And that was the beginning of a very toxic cycle that I ended up being in. But I let somebody essentially like run my life and tell me what to think and tell me what to do. And I was living with, I mean, not rose colored, I guess you could say rose colored glasses, because I wasn't seeing the red flags, but life was not rosy for me at all. And I just, that time of my life is such a blur, because I was so internally conflicted and I just disassociated out of the whole thing. And then I just felt like 3 years went by and I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, that was so sad. I lost like my closest friend, and all for what? Because this stupid man like ended up just manipulating me and manipulating my thoughts and made me think like, just burn the bridge. It's already starting to burn. Just burn it. You know, don't even try. And I'm like, and I'm so, that is something I'm really, really pissed off about, is that that happened, because it didn't have to happen that way. But I don't know, maybe it was supposed to happen so that we would come back and have like a stronger than ever friendship. I don't know. I wish it didn't happen, but I'm glad we are where we're at.
Yeah. Like I wish that it didn't either. Like, but I do feel like when we became close again, it was just proof that we had such a strong bond and such a true friendship. That
was that shit literally over dishes? I literally don't even remember what it was, because it was probably so petty. It was probably dishes, because I was terrible at doing the dishes, and I was so terrible at doing the dishes.
I remember. Okay. I remember what it was. So I remember this was towards the end when I decided that like I wanted to move out. I remember it was because I had been gone for a week or something, and I came back and there was like a couple of like full garbage trash bags by the front door and the dishes weren't done. So naturally, being like the childish person I was, I called my grandma and I was like complaining to her, because of course, like I wasn't going to confront you about it. I wasn't going to confront him about it. I wasn't going to say anything to anyone. And I just wanted to get my anger out. So I called my grandma, and then she called you. Remember? She called you and she like chewed you out without telling me that she was going to call you. She like inserted herself in our argument. And then you texted me and you were like, why did your grandma just call me like bitching me out, Brooke? And then we got in the big fight. And oh my God.
Honestly, I don't remember that phone call with her. I kind of remember, I do like remember her calling me, but my memory is so skewed from that moment. But I totally would believe that that happened. I do remember her calling me, but I don't remember the conversation. And yeah, so I think it definitely just like started over, because I was at that point in time, I was not good at cleaning up after myself. And I was totally like a messy, slobby roommate to have at that point in time. And now I am not that way at all anymore. But yeah. Okay. So it was over like,
it was something so stupid.
Yeah. Like trash and dishes, which like what the hell?
Yeah, like that should have never, but I mean, that just goes to show though, like, I think there were underlying issues that moved it along, and like, there was a lot of built up like sadness and pain and grief and resentment in both of us. Because I mean, for me, I remember thinking like, I miss my best friend. Like, you know, we moved into this apartment together, and then like, he who must not be named was always there. And he just like, I felt like I never saw you. So instead of me being mature and being like, hey, can we spend time together without him? Like, I just got angry. And I just like, I stopped, you know, remember I would come into your room after work and we would talk and like off, and I'd tell you about all the stupid like customers I had. And then I slowly stopped doing that, because I remember thinking like, well, he's going to be in there. So like, I don't want to talk to him. And yeah. I was just like, that when I look back on it, I'm like, you know, it was so weird to feel like we live together, but I felt like so far apart from you. And it's like, you can literally, you know, if two people who are best friends can live together and have that kind of disconnect, just imagine like, you know, adult friendships where you don't live with your best friends anymore and everybody has their own lives and they have kids and they have jobs. And it's just so easy to let friendships get like shallower and like slip away from you. And
yeah,
you have to put the effort forward.
Yeah. And also like some friendship breakups are, you know, like you said, like how you drift apart. I have people, that I went to high school with that it's not like anything bad happened. We just, our paths went completely different ways and we just slowly stopped talking to each other on a regular basis. And that there are like, that's a natural thing. You have friendships in high school and then when you graduate, people move around the country, they go to college. Some people start working. Like there are natural just drifting apart circumstances and it's not like anything bad happened. I think that's natural. And if it's not something that's like, has like deeply hurt you or the other person, like, I think there are just aspects of life where that happens. And then there's times where a relationship like does need to end, whether it's with a significant other or a family member or a friend, and you realize it's a toxic relationship. And obviously that breakup needs to happen. And so there's like all these different circumstances, but no matter what the circumstance, like it's still very valid for you to feel hurt or for you to be like, I don't like, what the fuck happened? I don't even know. Or, you know, change is hard and people come and go throughout your life. And that's a change and it's difficult to deal with that. And I think probably most of us listening have realized that there are people who come into your life for maybe like a day, a split second, someone you meet at the gas pump and you just have like this great conversation with them. And you're like, wow, we just really had a brief connection and you never see them again. And then there's people who you've known for years who end up coming and going. And then there's people who you're going to know and have relationships with forever. And I think that's just the universe's natural way of bringing people in. Maybe they help you with something. Maybe you learn a lesson. I think there's all these reasons why people come in and leave and they don't always stay. And then I think there are reasons why people come in and stay forever. I think that's just the universe naturally like guiding you down the path you're supposed to be on is by putting certain people in your path. And the thing is we don't know in the beginning how long that person will be there. And it's hard when you think this person will be in my life forever. It's really hard when they end up not being in your life forever.
Yeah. And you think about like, especially if you've been friends for years and you're like, remember when we used to talk about being like old people in a nursing home together and we wanted to do all these things together and then they're just gone. And you're like, well, damn. Okay. Like, what am I?
Yeah.
And you wonder, you know, you wonder if they feel hurt. You wonder if they don't really care. That you wonder if they look at your social media and they wonder if you're doing well or if they don't give two shits about how you're doing. And it doesn't do any good to think about that type of stuff, but we're only human and like no one likes the feeling of rejection. And nobody likes being sad, you know, like or losing people. So you're gonna have those thoughts regardless. But like the natural progression of adulthood is to your circle does get smaller. Like it is what it is. And you'll find that you keep like a handful of really good friends. And some of those good friends will be people that you only talk to once a month, but you still trust them with your life. Like you can pick up where you left off anytime. A lot of my friends from college, I feel like that about. Like, I don't talk to them every week. I don't talk to them every month, maybe every couple, a few months. But the second I talk to them, it's just like, our banter and our attitudes are the same towards each other. And like, they know I love them and I'd be there for them in a split second. And then there's people like you and Victoria and Kayla and Alex, like people that I talk to every single day, multiple times a day. And those are the type of connections that really fucking hurt when something bad happens and they're broken off, because you're literally like, they are such a big part of your life. Like, I literally remember when I was telling you earlier, like in the summer, when I was like, I was telling Jackson about how, yeah, Liz and I FaceTime in the morning. Sometimes we go to sleep on FaceTime together. And he was like, what? Like, you guys do that? I'm just like, saying that to someone else made me step back. And I was like, that is a serious friendship. Like, I don't know anyone who has a friendship like that.
Yeah. Or how we would like, we would just FaceTime each other and we're just working like in silence. Like, we're both just working. And sometimes we'll like say something here and there, but it's almost like we're like in the same room working together, just on our computers. Like, we'll just work, or I've put you on FaceTime while you're working and I'm painting and sometimes we're like literally sitting in silence because we're doing things, but we're like together.
Yeah. And then one of us is going to be like, my phone's about to die. Goes and plugs it up and we're still working in dead silence. Like, yeah. Kayla called me the other day and she was like, I don't have anything to say. I'm just codependent and I miss you. And I was like, okay. And she was just walking her dog while I was working. And
yeah,
I just, or like love that.
During the pandemic, when we would like call each other first thing in the morning, or like you said, like in the evening, because that was just like, that was such a terrible, terrible time. And it was like every night I was like, I need to talk to you. Like, I have to be on FaceTime with you. And that wasn't, I mean, granted, no, FaceTime was definitely a thing when we were friends before. But I mean, we didn't do that in our early friendship, but also like we could see each other in person. So,
thank God for FaceTime.
I know. Oh my God.
It's the best creation ever.
But okay. So we, Kiesel.
I was waiting on it.
We talked about, you know, how our friendship stupidly ended, but you know what? It is what it is. We were both in a terrible place and didn't know how to confront anything. But we definitely need to like resolve it with a happy story of how we came back together.
Yes.
Because I mean, it's totally just the universe bringing us back together with how it happened. And I remember, I still had a Facebook at the time. I don't have a Facebook anymore. And I remember seeing you post about your new YouTube channel. And I watched a couple of your videos. And then you also started posting about how you had a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That was about witchcraft. And literally, I had just started getting into witchcraft like within like 6 months. I think I was probably at like a 6 month mark of being totally into it and researching it. And I called myself, you know, I was a baby witch at the time. And I messaged you. Or did you message me or did I message you?
I think you messaged me to tell me that you were listening to it and that you really liked it. And then when I knew that you liked it, I was thinking like around like episode 8, I was like, I wonder if she would be willing to do this with me. And that was like I had a ploy, Liz. I was like, I want us to be best friends again. I missed you so much. And since we were on good terms at that point, you know, like, we weren't like actively fighting up until the podcast started. I don't want you guys
Have
like this big feud.
Absolutely not. No. And I remember I had started, because I was also like, I want to be her friend again. And I had started commenting on your Facebook posts because I really wasn't a poster.
Yeah.
But you had asked about like birth control. You asked your friend, you posted a post. I just said post like 12 times. I'm sorry. Posted a post about asking people for their experience with Nexplanon, if they had ever had it. And I commented. And so I was just like, I was trying to comment on your posts to like get back into starting to talking to you. I've always wanted to know, I've never asked you this, I don't think. What was your reaction when I told you I liked your podcast? Because up until then, like when we had broken off the friendship and then we just, you know, we just didn't talk for a while. I mean, when you first met me, I was religious. I was a Christian, and then I started getting away from it. But when we were friends, I was not into witchcraft and I was not into spirituality. I would have probably called myself an atheist at that point, because that's when I was just like, no, fuck this. I don't believe in anything. But then for me to just like come back and tell you that I like this, like, what was your reaction when you found out I was into spirituality and witchcraft?
It didn't shock me very much, because I knew that you were always, even if you hadn't been actively interested, you were cool with it, because you had painted me Ganesha. And, you know, for you to have painted that, like, that meant you knew what it represented, and like you knew, you just, I mean, you'd lived with me for 2 years, you knew all, you saw my decorations, you saw all the different types of like weird shit. I think you were the first person I was ever trying to learn to read tarot cards with, like to read your cards. And so I was like, this isn't like, I wasn't shocked. And then you also have to remember, like, I didn't realize how religious you were when I first met you. That was news to me, dude. Like, I learned that like last year, because I just remember thinking like, maybe it was me being like young and self-centered, but I just remember thinking like, oh yeah, everyone's into this type of music. Everyone does, everyone cusses, everyone talks about drugs. And like, we're like going down the road, listening to some music. And I'm like, yeah, she seems to like this song. She must know it. Come to find out, like, you didn't know any of it.
No, I didn't know any of it. But like, I was, even though I was still religious at that time, like I wasn't, by that point in my life, I was starting to move away from it. But I was also never judgmental of what other people believed at that, you know, maybe when I was very, very young. But at that point I was like, believe whatever you want to believe. You can listen to whatever music you want to listen to, say whatever you want to say. And I was never judgmental of it. And at that point I was starting to like move away. So I was just taking it all in. I was just learning about all these new things and music and belief systems or lack of a belief system. So I was in a new phase of life where I was just a sponge. I was just taking things in, and I loved your music. And then you ended up making me like these playlists on a CD that I could keep in my car. I still have those, by the way.
So cute. I would love to know what's on them.
Oh, I'll find them and play them over FaceTime for you one time. And it'll probably just jog your memory of what you put on there.
Oh my God, it's so fucking funny.
But yeah, I was like, she has no idea that I'm into this stuff now too. And then I saw you posting about the podcast, and I was trying to, you know, start the conversation again. And then you asked me to be on an episode. And I was so nervous. I was so nervous. Like, I had never done a podcast before, ever. Yeah. And that's another reason why I was incognito at the time. And I was going by the name Rose, because I was so fearful. I don't even think at that point, the person I was with at the time did not even know I was into witchcraft or spirituality, because I feared his judgment, because he was and is religious. And I feared he would judge me for that belief system. And I think the first couple episodes, I literally didn't even tell this person what the podcast was about. I was just like, yeah, I'm just doing this thing with Brooke. And of course, like, this should have been another red flag. He showed no interest, didn't ask anything about it. So like, I got away with this person not even knowing what I was recording because he didn't show any interest, didn't ask what the fuck I was doing. Literally just, and I was like, cool, okay, so yeah, I'll just do this. And then at some point I did tell him. And at the time he appeared to be like okay with it. And he was like, yeah, sure. And of course, when things got really, really toxic, then he really showed his true colors and pretty much was like, you're lucky I'm even okay with you being into witchcraft. As if, you know, we're not going to talk about him or go into
you.
Yeah, gross. Stinky. But yeah, stinky butt. So, and really, like, starting the podcast with you was the beginning of me just like finding some little pinch of happiness again, because I was so miserable and I didn't realize how miserable I was until I got to be friends with you again. And just talking to you just made me so happy, and doing the podcast made me so happy. And so yeah, that's like the reunite of our friendship, is we both started kind of commenting and slipping into each other's DMs, like, I want to be friends with you again. And then I joined the podcast and we started talking like every day.
Yes, we were talking every day. We were planning stuff. And then, God, someone commented the other day and they were like, it's so crazy to listen to the beginning of the pandemic, like, and all of the predictions you guys made, like some of them came true and it was really crazy. And just like the beginning of the podcast was just us every day talking about all the crazy shit happening, like the protests and the, you know, tear gas and the member, oh my God, I will never forget. I was doing a past life regression the first night when the protests in Richmond broke out, and like a bus had gotten pushed over in the street. And like, when I came out of the past life regression, I woke up and you had texted me and you're like, there's like serious protests and riots going on in Denver. Is there anything going on in Richmond? And then I look at Twitter and a friggin' bus has been pushed over in the street. I was like,
yeah,
okay, here's some content for today's episode.
Fucking crazy. I remember, and I think I've said this once before on the podcast, but I regretted not journaling in 2020. I was not in the headspace, or I had no motivation to journal. And I was like, that was such like a huge year. So many things happened. I wish I had like written that down. And I was like, oh wait, I have the podcast. I have nothing to worry about, because we literally documented everything that happened that year. And every year since.
Yeah. We documented every single thing. I have every episode saved on a hard drive, in case anything ever happened and they were wiped from the internet, which God forbid, but I mean, still, but, yeah, we just got a little online diary. And I, you know, one thing that I hope that if you're listening to this and you are going through a friendship breakup, and whether, or like maybe you're growing apart from somebody, or you're trying to rekindle like a friendship that, didn't really end for serious reasons. If it was something stupid, like dishes, or like living with someone and just going through, you know, typical roommate shit, I just hope that you can take our friendship as an example, that there's like a chance that you could get that person back. Granted, if it was a toxic or unhealthy friendship, or they brought you down, or didn't cheer you on, weren't there to celebrate your big wins in life, like that's not someone that you really need to try to get back. It ended, and I know that it hurts, but like, honestly, if your friends are not up your butt, your biggest supporters are not really your friends.
Yeah.
Point blank. And
I agree. Like if it was toxic, like there is a good reason why that probably ended. And as sad as it is to lose somebody who you're really close to, there may be a reason why. Obviously, like our friendship ended over a petty, stupid reason. And, you know, maybe the universe was like, you guys need some time apart from each other, and then we're going to bring you back. So there may even be a reason why you need time apart from somebody, but like, it's not over. It's not done with that person. And, maybe you needed to learn a lesson on your own without that, you know, who knows what the reason is. And maybe I know that not everybody believes like, oh, there was no reason, or yes, there's always a purpose for everything. Like, I'm kind of in the middle. I think that sometimes things just happen and they just do. And then there are other things where I'm like, that happened for a reason. So I'm like kind of in the middle with that. But if it's someone you are so, so close to, like really, really take time to analyze, like, why did this end? Was this person toxic? Like, did it end over a stupid reason? Would I ever want to be friends with them again? And especially if it's really bothering you, like really just analyze it and think maybe I could hit them up in a couple months and we just needed some time apart. And if they ignore me, all right, I tried. Or maybe they message you back and you have your friendship is better than ever. So it's a really hard thing to go through, but you know, try to remember, I think, you know, the universe brings people in and out. I personally believe for a reason. That is something I do believe has a reason. People coming in and staying, or people coming in and leaving. But maybe you don't believe that, and that's fine. But I think it's fair to like sit down and analyze it, and maybe even like journal about it if it's bothering you, and reach out to some of your other close friends, people in your inner circle that you trust to talk about it, someone you can get advice from. And if it's someone who you decide I want to reach out to them, maybe just give it some time and then reach back out. And if they decline that, then you tried, you put your energy and your intention out there. And if that wasn't well received, then that's not something you need to keep putting your energy into.
Yeah. And sometimes like you can try to be friends with somebody again and the same issues keep cropping up. And that's just like the universe's way of saying, I'm sorry, but this door that you keep trying to open is just fucking letting in a draft. So like, stop opening it. Like, it's not, you're not meant to be friends with this person, no matter how hard you're trying. And I mean, it's the same with romantic relationships. Like, you can break up and get back together with someone multiple times, and like, you break up over the same reasons over and over. It's just like, that they're not meant for you. You got to let it go. And I think people forget that just because a friendship is platonic, the same rule applies. Like, that might not be your people. Maybe yeah. That person's not your person. I feel like people think like I can keep them as a friend because we're friends. Like, friends aren't partners. Like, they don't dictate this big role in my life. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, marry my friend. But like, it can be just as unhealthy to have a bad friendship as it is a bad relationship. And you know, some friends want to be the center of your attention, the center of your world. And when you don't give them that, they get nasty and mean. And eventually, I feel like those are the type of people who disappear on you. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes hurts, but.
Or end up being like energy vampires, you know, just people who suck yeah. The life out of you. And also, if maybe you haven't had a friendship breakup, maybe you're someone who is still looking for that friendship, like that close, your people kind of person, like someone who you would trust your life with, and you haven't found that person yet. I think that I think most people who listen to this podcast probably believe in spirit guides or a higher self, or that like something or someone is looking over you. And that's something that I think you could totally reach out to your spirit guides about and say, I really desire this. I really want this. And like, letting whatever you think is out there, like, put your intention into the universe. Like, I'm looking for, I want this, mm-hmm. But like, almost go into life without an expectation, because I swear to God, that's when things start aligning, is when you throw your intention and your desires into the universe, but you're not actively like every person you meet, like, oh my God, is this like my person? Like just letting things develop as they come, and just letting things happen as they come, or letting things go as they go. And so I don't know, I guess that would be my suggestion, is almost like, you know, trying to manifest, if you're trying to manifest this kind of strong relationship and you just haven't even found it yet, would be to put your intentions out there, tell your guides, your ancestors, the universe, God, whoever, that you really desire this, and, you know, give it some time and see what happens, and just let the opportunities come to you. And, you know, maybe like, have you ever seen that movie? Yes, Man.
Yeah.
I have found so many cool opportunities by just saying yes to, not may, I'm not saying say yes to everything, like in Yes Man, but you know, if someone's like, hey, do you want to go do that yoga class with me? And normally you're like, hey, I don't know, go to the yoga class. Like, maybe you're going to meet a friend there who you would never have met any other place at this yoga class. So I also maybe encourage you to like, maybe do things you haven't always done, or, you know, go to the bar across the street instead of the one you normally go. I don't know, maybe just switch it up and just see what kind of fun little things the universe puts in your path.
Yeah. And like Liz was saying something before we started recording about how you have not met all of the people in this world who are going to love you. And all of the people in this world who you're going to love don't even know you exist yet.
Yeah.
And speaking of people who love you, Jackson's calling me right now, so I'm just going to ignore that real quick.
That's so funny that he started calling you right when you said that.
Poor baby. I haven't texted him back in like a few hours because I was getting ready, and he's doing like a ride along for work today, and he doesn't get off till later. So he's probably like, did she die? Because normally he literally texted me and said, are you okay? So yeah,
I'm
recording. One second.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I already forgot about it, even though I said that right before we started recording. that's something that maybe could give you some comfort if you're going through a rough time. And maybe you're someone who like doesn't have a large circle of friends, and like maybe you lost your one person who you thought was your person, and you just need a little bit of comfort. Just know that there, you are going to meet people for the rest of your life. And it's crazy to think, like, there are people who I'm going to love deeply and who are going to love me. And I literally haven't even met them yet. They're just out there existing. And that's kind of a cool thing to think about, but maybe it's something that could bring you a little bit of comfort if you're going through a rough time, is like, just know it's okay to slow down, acknowledge your feelings, be in the moment. But there are plenty of other people on this planet besides one person who will love you and that you will love. And they're right people. I believe, I'm someone who believes, what is meant for me, like, will not pass over me. You know, the things that are meant for me, I will come to me, and the people who you are meant to love and who are meant to love you will come into your life. Mm-hmm. And, who knows when, but I don't know. Hopefully that message could give somebody a little bit of comfort. I don't know.
Yeah. Another thing is like, you don't even know the people that you already know. If at some point in your life, you're going to get really close with them in a way that you never even thought you would, like people who you just consider, you know, acquaintances, or like maybe someone you went to high school with, who you stayed friends with, but you're not super tight with, like there could come a time when you become like really close out of nowhere. Like take Victoria and me, for example. I have known my friend Victoria since literally like freshman year of high school, and she was a year older than me, and I was terrified of her. Like, I admired her so much, and I thought she was so cool and so pretty, and I was so scared of her, because she's a totally different person back then. And if she's listening to this right now, like, we've talked about this so many times, and she always is like, I'm so embarrassed, but it's funny to look back on it. But never in a million years could you have told me like, oh yeah, you and this girl, like you guys are gonna be best friends in eight years. Just watch. Like it was so incredibly random and like, you know, I would see her post on social media and I'd be like, I wanna, like, I wish one day like we could be close. Like, and I would always think that whenever a picture would show up, I'd be like, I wish there was some way we'd be close. And then we became super close over the craziest shit, which was my hoe phase this summer. I'd be tweeting about shit and she'd message me and be like, wait, bitch, what? I'd be like, oh my God, text me. And that's how we became best friends, where she just like was cracking up, living vicariously through me with my crazy shit. And it was just, you literally don't know, like you could have met someone already who is going to play a bigger role in your life than you even realize. And losing a friend doesn't have to mean losing yourself or that you're a bad person. Sometimes you are just not somebody's cup of tea anymore, and sometimes other people are not your cup of coffee anymore, and that's just how it is. And that, I feel like that kind of goes more towards our younger listeners who are in maybe high school or something. That's something you're definitely going to learn over the next 10 years of your life. The people that you walked into high school with on your freshman year, your first day of school, may not be the people seeing you when you walked on the aisle in 12 years or 15, 30, whatever. Yeah. So yeah, Shit sucks sometimes, but I mean, sometimes it's like the trash took itself out, you know?
That's right. That's right.
And that's lost.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
And that's how the cookie crumbles. That's about it.
Yeah. Hopefully this message resonated with someone. I feel like it's something that, you know, it like, this topic came to you when we were recording our last episode. And I feel like that means like the universe was like guiding you and to have us record this episode. So I feel like hopefully it helps somebody listening when we post it or in the future and they come back and listen to this episode. But we just wanted to, you know, tell our story that we've never talked about on this podcast and the topic, because shit can be rough sometimes, but it doesn't have to be the end of the world, even when it feels like it. And it's okay for it to feel like the end of the world. But sometimes it helps to have a little bit of perspective. So.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you that even the sweetest of friendships can have their shit. Cause I do think our friendship's gotten like even so much deeper in the past 2.5 years. But even when I first met you, I feel like we were genuinely still as excited about each other as we are now. Like, remember when we were playing in that fucking sunflower field in Harrisonburg and I took that video and I was running through the fucking sunflowers and I yelled, Riz! And
yes. Oh my goodness.
I always called you Riz.
That was so cute.
Like, I literally, if you take anything out of this friendship or out of this friendship talk, just know that like all of the best relationships appear that way because they take so much fucking work. Yeah. Like, we've been through a lot together and we have each done our fair share of like supporting each other. And that's why our friendship is what it is. And I'm saying this because I think so many people who listen to this podcast have come to understand like how like important we are to each other. And I don't think this is like a regular friendship of just like, oh yeah, like we go out to coffee sometimes. Like, you are my family. You are like my fucking sunshine. I love you so much. But like, you don't make friends like that all the time, just of off, like, because you both like hockey or some shit. I don't know why I said hockey. Like, it takes, like, if you really want this type of friendship with someone, like, that is something I feel like you need to call into your life and you need to be ready to put forth what you want back, because it's not something that, like, you know, one person gives more than the other, yeah, or one person does more than the other one does. It's like any healthy friendship is just like any healthy romantic relationship. Like, you both have to show up and choose to be there for each other all the time.
And I think maybe this doesn't happen with all super, super close relationships, but at least with ours, and I feel like a lot of people have probably had this experience, we like instantly clicked. We met and instantly clicked. It was like, I have known this person for so long. And then you ended up being like, I have literally never gone through so much shit with any other person. Like, you have been there for the best of the best and the worst of the worst. Like you said, it's taken a lot of hard work, and we've had our ups and our downs. But like when we met, I mean, like the way we clicked, I just knew that you were going to be so special to me just from the moment we literally said, your dad died, my dad died too. That was it. I knew in that moment by our energy and how we said that shit. I was like, she's it. I know it.
She's it. I found her, my person.
Literally, we said that shit right in front of customers at Cracker Barrel.
We were seating customers. It was like a Sunday morning. We were literally seating customers.
I remember I was pulling menus out of the menu holder, and there were people right behind me. I didn't give a fuck. I did not give a fuck.
We both, I forget which, who was talking about their dad dying in the first place.
You were.
Okay. Yeah, you were. Okay. That makes sense. Your dad died. My dad died too.
Oh shit.
What a
long- And also, like, I mean, we were teens, and so if you're an adult and you're like finding this relationship, it might not happen like that. I will remember that moment forever.
The moment was, that was the funniest way I've ever made a friend.
Yeah.
Just like that. And like, I remember all the other hosts were standing around and they were just like, are these bitches like really laughing about their like dead
dads? Well, and because when we were that young, I literally didn't know anybody who had lost a parent. I didn't know a single person who had lost a parent. And there was a part of me that felt like none of my, like, I love my friends, but it felt like nobody really knew what I was going through. Yeah. And that's why I was literally like, your dad died, my dad died. Like, it wasn't like, we weren't trying to be like sad about, I think you were telling me a story about your dad, and that's when you mentioned that he had passed away. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't talk about my dad.
I think we just got excited that we were like, oh my God, someone understands me.
Yes, yeah, that exactly.
It was like the TikTok noise. I say TikTok noise, the TikTok audio that's like, are you in love? Yes, I'm in love. Should we be together? I agree.
Yes. Oh, that was our energy, 100%.
Oh my God, that was literally us. We just like, and then after that, I was like, do you want to come over and hang out?
Like, yes. Yes.
And we do our homework together. Oh my God, it feels like such a lifetime ago. I feel we did this. Something must be about to happen because we did this in the last episode. We ended up talking about how we miss each other so much, and we keep having dreams where we like see each other, or I had dreams where I saw Liz last night, and Liz was crying in the shower the other day because she missed me.
Literally, I was in the shower. I was just showering, like totally fine. And just like this overwhelming feeling of how much I missed you came over me that I started bawling in the shower. And if I could have dialed you in the shower, I would have, but I was in the shower, so I couldn't. But I just couldn't keep it in. Like, I was so sad because I missed you so much and I just started crying.
Oh my God. I feel like I have teared up more about how much I miss you since you were here in June, because it's like, it made it like more tangible. Cause I'm like, she is a real person and I can still see her, and now she's gone and I have to wait to see her again. Whereas like before it was like, of course I miss her, but I've been used to not seeing her in person for 5 years. So like, it's fine. But then I saw you and I got all happy. And then, oh my God, remember when I cried dropping you off at the airport? So fucking sad. Fucking sad.
Anybody wants to watch that? That video is in our highlights on the podcast Instagram.
I may or may not have cut out the part where I really lost it.
I think you did cut that out. So you really lost it after that, but you can hear a little bit of it.
Oh God, I was trying so hard not to. I don't think I've ever cried that hard saying goodbye to anybody in my entire fucking life.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Me too. Well, yeah, maybe the universe is about to do something fun, because we have been like really, really missing each other recently and crying and having dreams. And
oh my God, now I'm gonna be looking out for it. I'm like, I know something's coming.
Yeah. Ugh. And we've started like doing similar like creative crafts, and I mean, but like we're usually aligned, so that's like no surprise.
Oh my God.
Maybe the universe is about to do some magic.
Yeah, maybe the universe is about to give us an excuse for one of us to fly to Denver or Richmond.
Yeah. We will see.
We will see.
We're predicting it now. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks, on episode 80, whatever, 83. Speaking of being in alignment and our wonderful friendship, I know you don't probably have yours because you're in the meditation room. Or did you bring it?
Oh, I have. So I took a picture. Yeah, okay. I took a picture because I'm not at home right now. But we have a wonderful listener that sent us something absolutely beautiful. And she wrote us just this, such a heartfelt note. And she has an Etsy shop, and we are going to give her a huge shout out. We're going to show you what she sent us. And let me pull this up here. So her Instagram is Feminine Flames. It's spelled FeminineFlames. And if you go to her Instagram, you can get a direct link to her Etsy shop, which is also called Feminine Flames. It's spelled the same. She's based out of Florida, and she makes these gorgeous pieces out of concrete, and she hand makes them. She has a lot of goddess pieces. She has decorative trays and incense holders and crystal holders. They're really stunning. And she reached out to us and asked if she could send us something and let us pick from her Etsy shop. And Brooke and I ended up picking the same thing. No surprise. Well, we both picked the same goddess incense holder, and all in the same colors. We did pick a slightly different tray, but I'm going to show the picture of what I did. I put it on my nightstand because it's just so special to me. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see how stunning it is. Brooke and I both got everything in this beautiful, like, fern green color. Oh, she's showing hers. They're beautiful. And not only did she send us these stunning pieces, but with this amazing note that I'm going to keep forever, but she sent Brooke and I a geode. And the geode is cracked in half, and you can see all the beautiful things inside of it, like in this picture. That's the geode. And Brooke has the other, yes, it's Brooke has the other half to my geode, and I have the half to her geode. And that like, I teared up knowing that, I mean, just the thought that was put into that was so special. Thank you so much. And I love having the other half of a geode that Brooke has the other half too. Like, that is so special. We really love everything you sent us, and she communicated with us so much because there was a lot of bad weather going on everywhere in the country. And she just seems like an amazing, oh, it's 3:33. Look at that.
Oh, well, nice. 5:33 here.
She's a star seller on Etsy. So go check her out, and we will put a link to her stuff in the post too. So you can go check that out. But yeah, really beautiful handcrafted pieces. They're such great quality. Like, they're concrete. I mean, it's amazing. Also, I really love the detail that she put on the tray. They have these like gripper things on the bottom, so they can't slide off the nightstand, which is perfect because my cat can't swipe it off my nightstand.
Yeah.
Because he tries to do that and now he can't.
Yeah. And she also sent us these two little crystal holders, and one I put in my kitchen, and then one I also set on the actual tray. Mia, honey, please don't do that. She had something to say. Anyways, the one I have in my kitchen and one's on the tray, and I don't know what I'm going to put in them because my crystals are actually on like a crystal shelf in my office, but it's so pretty. I know I'll find something. Maybe I'll put a plant in there or some shit, but like, they're gorgeous. They're so smooth. The texture of everything is just so nice because it's like glazed or like painted or something.
It is really smooth. I have one of the crystal holders on my nightstand, and when I take my rings off at night, because sometimes I sleep in my rings a lot of the times, but sometimes like I want to take them off. And if anybody knows me, I know Brooke knows, like I'm very connected to my rings. Like, my rings are very important to me. I almost never take them off, but I put them at night in that little crystal holder because I'm always afraid that my cat's going to freaking swipe them or take them around the house.
He would do it too, because he hit the runes and he ran off with the runes.
Yeah, he ran off with my rune. He takes my Apple Pencil and runs around the house with my Apple Pencil. I was doing the punch needle I mentioned in the last episode, and he took a whole ball of yarn. He didn't give a shit about the punch needle, but he took the punch needle. He managed to get the punch needle off of the yarn ball, took the yarn ball downstairs and unraveled the entire thing between two rooms, in the dining room and the living room, unraveled the whole thing. So
that was premeditated.
Absolutely. His master assholery is what it is. So it's perfect. They have these grips on the bottom and I feel safe putting my rings in there. He can't get his little face in the crystal holder to get my rings out. He can't swipe the tray off, and I have it on my nightstand because I love it so much. So thank you. That was like opening a Christmas present, and the note just literally warmed my heart. It was amazing to receive that.
I love them. Thank you so much. You're such a sweet angel, and it just meant so much to us that like, this is like, I think I said this to you, Liz, but the fact that like someone who like listens to this podcast and understands how much we mean to each other did something specific so that we could share something together. Like, they actively played a role in like bringing us together and doing something sweet for us like that as friends. And it made me so happy. I have the little beautiful geode on my coffee table and the candles like flickering off of it, and it's glittering, and
it just makes me so happy seeing that on my nightstand it's on the nightstand next to where I sleep. Cause I don't sleep in the middle, even though I'm alone in the bed. I sleep on that's okay. Hot take. If you're alone and you sleep in bed, do you sleep in the middle or do you sleep on a side? I sleep on a side.
I sleep in
the middle. You sleep in the middle? Mm-hmm. I cannot sleep in the middle.
I spread the fuck out. I love it.
I have to sleep. I sleep on the left side. I don't know why. Okay. Okay. That's going to be something in the comments. I need to know of this Instagram post. Do you sleep in the middle of the bed or do you sleep on the side? Anyway, I have that geode on the side of my nightstand that I sleep on because it just makes me feel like even more connected to you when we're not FaceTiming, knowing that like you have the other half of that. And it's next to that beautiful goddess incense holder on the tray. And it's just, it's so pretty. So we love that so much.
I cry. Oh my God. Maybe the geode has something to do with why we're like, I had these dreams and we're all, did she use it with magic?
Oh my goodness. So why don't we go ahead and pick a Astera egg for today?
The pick.
What do you think it should be? Maybe it should be, the crystal ball, because we are, you know, if you want to manifest the friendship of whatever you're looking for. And we talked a lot about magic in this episode. Oh, hello, Mia. Her eyeballs are right in front of the camera. And you know, we're looking to put some magic into the universe to bring us together again in person. So why don't we do the crystal ball emoji?
Yes, crystal ball, little purple crystal ball emoji, commented under our newest Instagram post. And oh, Minky. And we'll also have another post later on today, including like just information about feminine flames, because I love it and I want to take really pretty pictures of it so that everyone can see and we can promote our girl's Etsy shop because she deserves it.
Absolutely.
Oh, this blanket is so warm. Like,
so cozy.
I don't know how to wash it, but I probably should. I mean, I've used the shit out of it since like November and it's never been washed once. I don't know how to wash a heating blanket.
Yeah, you might have to Google that. I don't know about washing heating blankets.
It smells like it smells like all 7 of the different perfumes I have. So it smells pretty good, but like, I'm just know that, you know, it's probably been washed by now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay, well, guys, we'll be back next week
with a new episode,
with a brand new episode. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Check out Liz's art. That is linked on Instagram. Check out
Brooke's embroidery.
Yeah, check out my embroidery. I did a witch butt.
I love it. I love it so much.
I want to make another one. And yeah, we'll talk to you
on the flip side, aka next week, bitch.
Bye.
Bye.